how much work do you
have? Quite a bit. So we got the draft coming up at the end of April, and but we still have some free agency left to go.
How interested? How many were your talks with DeMarco Murray at this point?
Right now, there's not a whole lot brewing on anybody. We're gonna just kind of regroup here and see where we're at the end of today and throughout the weekend, and see there's going to be another wave of players that may get released, and kind of keep our eye on some new players that hit the market.
What does Julius Thomas bring, in your estimation, to the offense?
Well, he brings a big body that is very versatile. You know, he plays a tight end position, but he's a mismatch issue in the red zone. He's a mismatch issue when you try to put a corner on him, and he's a mismatch issue when you try to put a safety or a linebacker on him. So gives Blake a big target. It gives us an ability to open up the outside with our young receivers, and can do a lot of different things with him.
What does that mean for Mercedes?
Nothing.
So you'd be comfortable having both of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he definitely here?
He's going to have to compete to be here.
Okay. Yeah.
He'll have to compete to be here.
Greg Olson's lineage, is he like a lot of two tight end sets? Does it give you guys some flexibility there?
Yeah, he's multi-formation, so he'll go two tight ends. And I think it'll depend on what we have going into training camp and throughout the season, and we'll have to be flexible with it.
Which do you like out of Parnell in the starts you got last year?
Well, he's very gifted from an athletic standpoint. He has the ability to play not only right tackle, but in a pinch he could play left tackle. He's strong-handed. He's got a natural feel in his blocking, especially in his run blocking. For a guy that hasn't played a lot of football in his career, that when you watch him, he does a lot of really impressive things.
Dave, when you went into the process, you looked at the people you targeted. What was your realistic day?
Sure. We had five initial targets. We got three of them. And then we said if we miss out on one, well, then we'll go to, you know, three other targets. And, you know, those were Devin House, Dan Scuda, and Sergio Brown. And then if we missed out another one, well, let's see where the market goes and see where we can go into market at maybe at a different position that wasn't a position of need.
So this was as close to a home run as you could expect. Maybe not the grand slam, but I mean, you got.
Well, yeah, maybe a double.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
You Cobb was one of the targets. Was that just him, or did you want to address that position and not getting Cobb? Did any other options open up for you? Or no?
It was a combination of both. You know, he was still 24 years of age, which is rare coming out of your rookie contract. He's an extremely gifted slot receiver. But he also adds a dual dimension as a punt returner, so we felt like we could get two positions in one. And all the research you do on him, he's a tremendous leader, great kid, and Green Bay, he's a special kid, and tells you how special he is that he stayed at the team that he has a loyalty to.
Veteran receiver still a priority for you going forward?
If it's the right person. You know, our ideal situation was to get a slot receiver and then keep our three young guys on the perimeter. And then with Julius, you know, it gives us a lot of flexibility in the offense.
Is Modric the Red Bryant position only, or is he versatile?
No, he's versatile. He can play three out of four of our positions along our D-line. He can play red. He can play three technique. We can use him as a nose if we wanted to. And then he can also play six. And so his flexibility and versatility for us was a key component. Felt like he and Jeremy were two key cogs in our free agency push.
How much do you think you helped Blake by these moves, Parnell and Julius?
Well, the theme of free agency was to help Blake, and not only Blake but the offense. But what can we do to, A, protect him and then help him out to give him some weapons to throw the ball to? So everything that we're doing right now and throughout the draft will be, you know, revolved around, you know, helping Blake.
You said that nothing's brewing right now. Does that mean that
Well, I can't do anything because I had to come talk to you, Vito.
Well, you said nothing's brewing right now. Does that mean?
Yeah, correct.
You made it sound like they're going to regroup, so nothing's going to happen in the next couple of days. So.
I wouldn't anticipate anything happening.
So that means Murray, if he's done in a couple of days, you won't be involved.
Probably, mostly. I can't tell you that one way or the other. You know, I don't really have a good feel for it, to be honest with you.
How do you
Dave, how do you project the cornerbacks without adding House into it with McCray, Colvin, and Grotz?
Well, having four really young guys that will have to compete, and, you know, with Colvin, he's going to be our nickel, and we know that, but he'll compete for playing time on the perimeter as well as D-Mac and Grazzi. And when we went back and we really studied D-Mac and Grazzi at the end of last year, we were really pleased with some of the stuff they'd done. And you had Colvin in the mix where it was a solid slot. And then we said if we could add one more player there for depth and for competition that was still young and ascending, we felt like it was a great, great scenario. And how it plays out, you know, it's up to them.
What do you like about
House? His length, his speed. And when he had to answer the bell against high level of competition, when you look at him against Calvin Johnson or Julio Jones, he showed what he's capable of doing. And now he's just it's a little bit of a projection. You throw him into our scheme, and he has all the traits we look for. And same with all of our guys, with Odrick, Jeremy Parnell, Julius Thomas. There's a lot of projection that goes into it, and even Sergio Brown, that in our scheme we feel like they can just take the next level jump. Kind of like Sendarik did.
Dave, was it fun having a ton of money to spend, and did you spend about as much as you thought you would?
We probably haven't spent as much as we thought we would have. I wouldn't call it fun. I'd call it it was fun, you know, the camaraderie. And I got to give a lot of credit to our pro scouting department, our finance department, you know, Tim Walsh and John Idzik. They've done a great job over the last 3 or 4 days. As well as you know, our coaching staff. So it's been fun from a team standpoint and working together and everybody working together. But the last, I would say, 12 to 24 hours has been quite stressful. You know, we'll regroup with our coaching staff and kind of see, you know, what we need to do moving forward. But no decisions have been made. His speed, his athleticism, and he's an A-plus special teamer. So both he and Dan Skuda, outside of position value, they both have excellent special teams ability.
So they'll both start at the special teams?
Ideally, yeah.
Would you consider signing Greg Hardy?
We'd have to do some research into it. We haven't really been in a whole lot of discussion about it. But you know our philosophy here, you know, we feel like if a player shows remorse and are trying to be better and trying to get better, it's not our job to judge. And, you know, we're going to try and help anybody not only on the field but off the field. And if they can be productive in our culture, if they can be productive in our community, like I said, we've all made mistakes, some probably a lot more egregious than others. And I'm probably in that category too. So, you know, we just take it case by case and see where it's at.
Scooter done a lot of the stuff you anticipate him doing here.
Yeah, so he's you know, his time, we went back, looked at his time in Cincinnati where he played off the ball, and he'll play off the ball for us a little bit too, but he'll also play on the line of scrimmage, and he'll play first and second down, really base down, be our auto, and has the ability to add flexibility with pass rush too. So he'll be in the mix between our third and fourth rusher in terms of nickel reps.
How has this adding these six guys changed maybe your approach to the draft? Do you now feel like you kind of alluded to this after the season, but now you truly do aren't in a position where you're drafting a guy and immediately have to pencil him in as a starter, heavy role?
Yeah, it creates a lot of flexibility, not only throughout the draft, but early in the draft, where now we can be flexible with our trade-down scenarios or our positions that we pluck off early in the rounds.
I know every time we see you, we ask, but any update on Blackmon?
No, nothing right now, and you know, just it's kind of a waiting game. It's in the league's hands, it's in his hands, so just gotta wait and see.
Dave, is he being tested?
You'd have to ask the league that.
You don't know?
No.
There were stories in Miami that Odrick wasn't as effective when they went to those 3-4, 4-3, which is what you play. So how do you feel?
Well, if you look just at his production, the first 3 years he averaged about 5 sacks a year, and so that's what we kind of look at, and then you throw the fact that we're a more penetrating defense and what he could potentially be in our defense. So I think there'd probably be some merit to that.
Has your interest in Murray kind of been overstated or overplayed in the last couple of days?
I don't know.
Did you get on the phone?
Yeah, I mean, you guys on the phone last night?
Yeah, I was, no. I had brief conversation with his agent last night. They talked to our finance people, and that's probably about the extent of it.
A couple more guys.
You said you haven't spent as much as you thought you would. Why did you spend that hurry?
Well, I think there's a value. You know, everybody has a price, right, Vito? And it's not just about the money. There's a lot of things that factors that go into it, and there's all, you know, there's only so much you can do.
Dave, were you surprised yesterday, just in general, about all the trades, player for player, and with the two quarterbacks, there were, you know, some rumors that Philly might be interested in moving up with you. Does that affect anything now with them getting Bradford?
You know, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it. It's still kind of early in terms of, I think a lot of teams are probably focused on free agency, and the whole draft and the trading up game will probably, once we hit the owners' meetings, you'll probably start to have some ideas of teams that are interested in coming out.
Hey, do you think you've done enough? You talked about upgrading and building around Blake. Do you feel like you've done enough right now, or is there a lot more still to be done offensively?
I wouldn't say there's a lot more. I would say the idea of coming in with eight rookies that played quite a bit last year, taking a step up, the addition of Julius, the addition of Jeremy creates competition along our offensive line. I wouldn't say there's a lot more to do. I'd say that we probably have a little bit more to do, and then through the draft, some more.
Thank you, guys. We'll have Julius in right away.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.